This is Karen Elchar, host of WDIY Classics here on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome United States Army Master Sergeant David Bowman and Staff Sergeant Heidi Ackerman to today's program. Welcome, David and Heidi.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This weekend on Saturday, July 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Steel Stacks Levitt Pavilion, residents, visitors, and concert band enthusiasts are in for a real treat. A great concert by the United States Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus. So, David, tell me about the two groups. Let's start with the U.S. Army Field Band.
The Field Band is the Army's premier touring musical organization. We're based in Washington, D.C., and we work for the Office of the Chief of Public Affairs for the Army. And our job is to travel the country performing free public concerts for the American people. And through that, to tell the Army's story to the public. Basically, we come to town and give the American people a chance to interact with a real-life soldier in a fun and accessible environment.
And you've comprised of approximately how many musicians?
We have 60 in the concert band and 29 in the chorus, and then a handful of support personnel to do things like run audio and drive the vehicles and things like that. And they come from all over the country, all walks of life, various music schools, just about any kind of path that you could imagine that would lead one to be a professional performing musician. We've got folks that have taken that path.
How did we have the great fortune of getting onto your schedule?
I've been trying to work for a while with the people at Arts Quest, and we tried for last year, and it didn't work out with the scheduling, didn't work, and I have continued to try to develop that relationship with them because they've got a good program up there. They've got the beautiful venue out there at the Steel Stacks and that hall there, too, and it finally worked out this time that they called me back and said, we have a date for this summer if you can make it, and we actually had to make an adjustment to our tour. We had to add a date at the beginning of the tour to be able to get there on the date that they had available. But it worked out, and it's going to be our first time there, and we're really excited to come up there and play. You know, we have some people from that area as well, so they'll be happy to get home. And I think it's going to be a great show for everybody.
And as far as the program is concerned, I'd see some examples of various musical selections. I would say The Melody Shop, for example, by American composer Carl King, is fairly indicative of the style, of at least of the march music that you perform.
We're a military band, so people expect to hear some marches, and we always try to throw some in there. And that one's a particularly exciting piece because of our phenomenal euphonium section. Always wows the crowd with that one.
Well, we're going to hear the U.S. Army Field Band and their rendition of Carl King's The Melody Shop.
Thank you.
and as you had said, the euphonium players are just phenomenal, excellent. And we've been listening to Carl King's The Melody Shop, performed by the U.S. Army Field Band. And if you're just joining us, my guest today is U.S. Master Sergeant David Bullman with the United States Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus, along with Staff Sergeant Heidi Ackerman, a member of the Soldiers Chorus. Moving on to the chorus, when the field band goes on tour, are they often or always or usually accompanied by the Soldiers Chorus?
Well, the band was originally created in 1946 specifically to showcase the talents of some of the people that had served in combat in World War II. All the musicians were combat veterans. As you can imagine, at the time, they were all men. Sometime in the late 50s, they decided to add a chorus, and initially that was all men as well. And eventually, as the Army became more inclusive, we added women to the mix of all of that, and so the chorus itself kind of grew and became a part of the thing. And now, 99% of the time, when the concert band's on tour, the chorus is with them. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, we'll send the chorus off to do special events by themselves with symphonies or something like that. But generally, they're on tour together. And the show each night is built around that interaction between the band and the chorus. There'll be individual pieces that feature the band or instrumental soloists, and then there'll be pieces that feature the chorus as a whole, or vocal soloists or duets or trios or anything that the people in the chorus come up with to showcase their own talents.
What better selection to feature the U.S. Army Soldiers Chorus and, of course, an Armed Forces medley?
Oh,
were listening to the Armed Forces Medley performed by the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus. With me is United States Army Master Sergeant David Bullman with a preview of this Saturday's performance at the Levitt Pavilion at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem. We also have with us Staff Sergeant Heidi Ackerman. So, Heidi, can you tell us what's your position? You're in the Soldiers Chorus.
I am a mezzo-soprano in the Soldiers Chorus.
And how long have you been with them?
It is my one-year anniversary, actually, next month.
Prior to joining the United States Army, were you also performing as a civilian?
Yes, ma'am, I was. I was living in Phoenix, Arizona, which is actually where I'm from, and went back there after undergraduate work in the Midwest. I was fortunate to win an audition with the Arizona Opera Company as one of their professional choristers and sang with them for 4 years throughout my master's program at Arizona State in opera as well. And in addition to performing and conducting around the Valley, I taught full-time as a junior high music instructor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have, I'm sure, a lot of music teachers in the audience for Saturday's performance.
Oh, yeah. I loved the classroom, and I do miss it quite a bit. It's a very fun part of this job, too, to still have a hand in the educational world and to inspire students and teachers alike, because I know where they are.
Mm-hmm. And so coming from civilian life, shall we say, in a position mm-hmm. you truly enjoyed, so what prompted you to actually join the U.S. Army?
It was not an easy decision. I did feel very called to the classroom and somehow fell in love with that wonderful junior high age. As I said, I was performing, and I was doing 3 to 4 shows a year with Arizona Opera, and was still able to do quite a bit of recital work with some phenomenal pianists and instrumentalists around Phoenix. And every time I was on the stage, it felt home. It felt like home. It was a calling that I couldn't deny. However, I was too pragmatic and fiscally conscious and conservative to just quit my job and move to New York City or L.A. and hope to make it. So as I started to research more performing full-time opportunities, the military system kept coming up, and I couldn't deny the amazing benefits and opportunities that it afforded me as a professional musician. And so I waited for a while. The openings are few and far between. And so finally, when the timing was pretty much perfect for both the Army and for myself, I submitted my materials, and here I am a year later as a soldier and a singer, and very proud to put on that uniform for each concert.
When you're on the road, roughly how many choristers are with you?
Well, we do have, when we're in full force, we have 29 singers. As times ebb and flow, sometimes it's between 20, 25, 26 or so. Right now we have a new member going through basic training, and he'll be with us pretty soon. We had a tenor just win a job, so I think right now we're at about 27.
How do you squeeze rehearsals in while you're on the road? That has to be tough.
Right. I think it'd be funny for our audience members to find out where we're staying and maybe walk through the halls of the hotel prior to a concert. You'll walk by and hear euphonium warming up or an oboe or a tenor, and mm-hmm. we just make it work. You kind of fall into a routine. From what I've seen from the tours I've been on, we try to be at our new location around 2 or 3 in the afternoon to give the musicians some downtime off of the bus and some time to warm up and maybe get some food and then, head off to the gig site. And it really does work. You just have to, I have a little keyboard on my iPad mm-hmm. and I my roommate is one of our oboe players, and she and I take turns practicing. Sometimes we practice at the same time. We're actually auditioning a Bach wedding suite for this upcoming audition round, and so it's been fun to actually practice together on this oboe and for voice Bach wedding suite. So you just make it work.
Yeah, and thank goodness for technology in that particular case.
Yeah. It's very easy.
Yeah. Well, we certainly look forward to having you come into the Lehigh Valley as we potentially move over to David. Let me say you are in concert band country. So the Lehigh Valley, our area, boasts about 10 concert bands, including the oldest U.S. civilian concert band in continuous existence, the Allentown Band, which dates back to 1828. And I only mention that because I anticipate you will have an extremely receptive audience for Saturday's concert at the Levitt Pavilion at Steel Stacks. So, David, any other additional tidbits about the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus? You've traveled the world, you've traveled the U.S., you've done so much vis-a-vis firsts, outreach. So what else would you like to tell us?
You've pretty much covered it. And Heidi talked about some of the things that we do additionally as well, but you mentioned outreach. One of the big things that we do that people probably aren't aware of initially when they see the organization and just kind of, you know, you see it's a military band and you see the concert with the pomp and circumstance that goes along with that. But there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes and a lot of things we do to build the classical music community, if you will. We spend a lot of time when we're on tour and when we're at home on educational outreach. We have several programs, everything from the production of, I'll use the term feature length, educational videos. Mm-hmm. We just finished recording a saxophone DVD that is intended to be a huge resource for a middle school or junior high, even up to the college level band director that is trying to get his saxophone section into shape. And we have those for every instrument now. We do that. We've been experimenting with Google Hangouts, where we do actually a live sort of teleconference masterclass with schools all over the country. And then when we're on tour, we usually set aside several days during the tour where all we do on those days is send our musicians out to schools in the city that we're staying in to work with the kids, mm-hmm. to, you know, improve their individual skills, their ensemble playing techniques. Sometimes we even give, we'll send our Colonel Holton, who's the conductor, we'll send him out to rehearse entire high school or college bands just to work in that sort of setting too. And, you know, we have a wealth of education and knowledge and skill here in the organization, and it's just kind of a way to give some of that back to the community. And as with everything we do, there's no cost to anybody for that.
You'll just have to come back again at some point. School's not in session at the moment.
No, it's not, but you guys are fortunate in that you're relatively close to us, and we do get up that way quite a bit. We just last year we played in at the high school in Bensalem, and we were able to do that program where we did our concert in the evening, and then the next morning we sent a bunch of people back to the school to work with the kids there at the school. Mm-hmm. So,
and just for our listening audience, where are you currently located?
We are at Fort Meade, Maryland, right. Just a little bit outside of Washington, D.C.
Right, so you're not that far away. So
we
if
are
any,
not.
Any school teachers are listening in, here's another opportunity for him.
Yes, we'd be happy to. They can contact us through our website at www.armyfieldband.com, and there's information there on how they can get access to all those educational resources.
Well, David and Heidi, we certainly look forward to a wonderful concert, and I do thank you for joining us here at WDIY today. Members of the public are invited to this free concert by the United States Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus. It'll be held this Saturday, 26 July, at the Levitt Pavilion at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, and the concert begins at 7:30 p.m. David, any closing remarks for our listening audience?
Just we're excited to be coming to Bethlehem, and we thank you for having us, and we hope to see everybody out at the concert.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.